It's my life. It's a shambles. I came here, I moved to New York City in 18 years now. I moved here. My family sent me up here. And I was such a beautiful woman when I came. I was so young and fresh. I was a skinny white woman from Maryland. And and I had to morph into this to survive. My mother and my grandmother, they used to watch America's Most Wanted when it was on television. They used to watch it every Saturday. They loved it. It was their favorite program. They loved the shit. And they would watch it, and then they would get nervous for me. You know, they would call me on Saturdays, you know. I'd never pick up the phone because I knew what they shit was about. But they leave me a message, just terrified. Yami! This is how they leave a message. Yami! You ain't around nobody. Does anybody else's parent do that? My mother loves to do that. Leave a message and go, all right, make sure you turn the phone down. Like, who, bitch? You think I want to share your raggedy ass message with the world? Yeah, man. We was watching Wanted, you know. It wasn't America's Most Wanted, it was Wanted. Wanted. We was watching Wanted. They said they got a man, he raping all up and down in the town. Raping everywhere. You got to get inside. They're raping. I listen to the message, I call it right back. Where exactly is he raping? Because I ain't had dick in a while. Tell him he raped me, I'll rape him back. It'll be a tag team. Always concerned. Always. My grandmother used to tell me all the time, make sure when you go outside and there's rapists around, you wear two pairs of panties. Two pairs of panties, because my grandmother thought two pairs of panties, of course, gonna stop a rape. Because you know when guys are raping, they go, what? You got another pair of panties? Fuck this! I'm out of here, bitch. Doing all this work, getting two pairs of panties down.